Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
We're into day five of the war, so no surprises for guessing what's on the front pages this morning. The Irish Independent looks at the Irish who are stuck in the Middle East, and it says that the most vulnerable will be prioritised to travel home first as the government charters flights out of the Gulf region. They reckon they're going to get 280 people on the first plane out, but there are, 25,000 Irish in the region, so it could be one of many flights that we are chartering there, but the most vulnerable going to be the priority to get out of the Gulf. The Irish Times on the front page, Iran broadens strikes as government works to bring stranded Irish home. Iran broadened the scope of its drone and missile strikes on US allies across the Gulf yesterday as President Donald Trump continued to offer contradictory accounts about the rationale for getting involved in the conflict. He's now saying that he pushed Israel, but then Marco Rubio was saying that it was Israel who kind of led it. So we actually don't know the legal basis yet for this conflict. But anyway, Iran is broadening the strike, targeting a whole rake of countries there in the Middle East. And then the Irish Times also on the front page, going with the cost of energy. In particular, that paper looking at home heating oil and the impact of the Middle East conflict on Irish consumers is immediate, it says, with home heating oil prices soaring and motor fuel also climbing. The price of home heating oil has sparked particular concern, with the cost rising about 40% since last Friday. So you're talking there, the average price of 500 litres on, we'll say, Friday was €498, or about 500 quid for 500 litres. Now it's €700 for 500 litres, or about €1,400 for 1,000 litres. So that's very, very quick. The price of 500 litres of oil in Dublin, €703 there. They did a ring around in the Irish Times, one company charging €710 for 500 litres of home heating oil. The only thing, thank God it's March and not November, although there is the potential to get very, very cold in March. I certainly remember we had snow and quite heavy snow one March as well, but certainly the impact very, very real and very, very immediate. And we'll be talking here on Breakfast Briefing about the cost of diesel, which looks like it's heading to €2 a litre very, very quickly. The Irish Examiner also going with fuel prices on the front page. Fuel companies are price gouging. Taoiseach Micheál Martin accusing them, fuel companies, of price gouging. Petrol has increased by 5 to 10 cents per litre in the days since the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran. And actually, if you are on the road this morning, you might let me know if prices have gone up from midnight. You can WhatsApp 087 1400 106. Let me know what fuel prices are like in your area for petrol and diesel, because there were some suspecting that they would go up again once the clock struck 12. But the fuel companies themselves, of course, would deny that they are gouging. And there is now going to be a review by the CCPC into energy prices here. The Irish Sun, too late for talks. Trump, someone had to take out this angry, crazy, sick regime. He's talking about Iran there. It's too late for talks. The Irish Daily Star, death from above. And this is quite a horrifying picture of graves being prepared for the victims of the airstrike on a girls' school in Iran. And mothers holding pictures of some of the 165 kids and teachers killed in the attack. And the last I saw from the US, all they could say was, we're looking into it, essentially. The Times of London, PM is no Churchill, says Trump, as tensions rise. And then the Eye, war spreads across Middle East as Trump rages at Starmer. Keir Starmer is no Winston Churchill, President Trump has said, as he suggested that the Prime Minister had ruined the special relationship over the use of British bases to attack Iran. I'll tell you, if Micheál Martin goes to the White House in about 10 days or so, it's going to be a very, very tricky meeting. The Irish Daily Mail, the only paper not to go with the war as its main story. Instead, it says almost 150 lives would have been saved in the past 7 years if Ireland had an air doctor. So a helicopter team of emergency doctors. Ireland remains one of the few countries where doctors do not always attend emergency incidents to provide pre-hospital treatment for victims of crashes, and an expert brief prepared for Health Minister Jennifer Carol McNeill said establishing air doctors would reduce the 70% of trauma patients who die before reaching a hospital every year. Very interesting report there. Inside the papers, the Irish Times tells us if you are doing jury service, you're now going to get a thank you card from the court service. And it follows a pilot project which ran last year, during which 600 cards were handed out to people who completed jury service. And the card will acknowledge the valuable contribution of people who complete jury service. Also, the thank you card is going to have some mental health resources on it. And that's because they're worried about the impact of trials on jury members, because some of those trials that jurors sit on can be absolutely horrific. Lots about the weather in the papers. Irish Independent, last month was mild, wet and dull, but Met Aaron says it was just the 19th wettest February on record. This is very hard to believe, this report. I mean, we all remember it rained every single day. It lashed rain every day in February, and yet it was only the 19th wettest February on record. It did say the highest rainfall was seen in the east and south of the country, so maybe other parts of the country escaped the worst of it. If you're wondering how much sleep you should get a night, the answer is 7 hours and 19 minutes. This is in the Star. So 7 hours, 19 minutes is the optimum amount of sleep needed for good health. And also they're saying that a 1 or 2 hour nap to catch up on your sleep is bad for your health. This is bad news for me because I nap for 2 hours every day. Really though, they're talking about people who nap at the weekends. So some people might enjoy a lie-on on a Sunday. Well, actually, that could be bad for your health. But 7 hours, 19 minutes is good for your blood sugar levels. It's good for your insulin and things like that. And they say those who over the optimal weekday amount and having over 2 hours of weekend catch-up sleep had a lower estimated glucose disposal rate, whatever that means. Listen, tomorrow we'll be told 7 hours sleep is bad for you and 9 hours is what you need, so I wouldn't take that report too seriously. Finally, Lily Allen is back, and she did her first concert in Glasgow. But The Sun tells us a lot of people not happy with Lily Allen. So she came on stage. Well, no, actually what happened was, for the first hour of her show, she sent out three violinists who played her big hits. So songs like Smile and The Fear, so that the audience could sing along. So it was kind of like a karaoke session. So they had the lyrics up on screen and these violinists played the songs and you could sing along. Then Lily Allen came out on stage for less than 55 minutes. She didn't say a word to the audience and only sang songs from her new album. And I know that's a thing that really annoys people when you go to concerts and artists are big fans of doing their big new album and not performing the hits. And that's exactly what Lily Allen did. So a lot of people not happy. Just if you happen to be heading along to her, you know what you can expect. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.